drinking boom in the UK. It was led by a generation of acne-ridden, wispy-bearded bedroom programmers who could even create their own games, because unlike consoles, computers had keyboards. Even if they were as rubbish as the infamous rubber keyboard of the Sinclair Spectrum.
The Spectrum was massive because it was the first time there was a really relatively powerful consumer computer that you could buy games for. You could buy magazines and type games in from the magazines. They never worked, but it was fun for a while. And it encouraged a lot of people to start programming games. And you didn't need a large budget. You could do it in your bedroom all yourself over a couple of months. And some people made a lot of money out of it.
Manic Miner was Britain's first software blockbuster. You played Miner Willy, who had to jump his way through 20 screens of platforms collecting treasure, all to a continuous soundtrack, which had previously been thought impossible to do on the Sinclair machine. It also had a very British sense of humour. When you died, a Python-esque foot descended to crush the hapless miner. As if that weren't daunting enough, there are also mutant jellyfish and flying lavatories to contend with.
Here's Matthew Smith. Matthew, how on earth did you come to write a programme like Manic Miner?
I do shut myself away for a while to actually get the programme written.
Matthew Smith became very wealthy very quickly with the success of Manic Miner and its sequel, Jet Set Willy. But then he disappeared. He stopped writing games, and he vanished into video game myth. For the past few years, there's been a website up called Where is Matthew Smith? And people have been calling in sightings. According to some rumours, he was planting tulips in Amsterdam. Other people claim to have heard him calling in on radio talk shows or seeing him in the local supermarket.
I think it's going to get to a stage where one person can't write a whole game.
I was 17 when I wrote Manic Miner. From start to finish, I was in Italy writing, drawing pictures of some levels with some water running down. And I came back, and in 8 weeks we were duplicating cassettes. I had a Tandy TRS-80, but it crashed every time anybody put the kettle on, so I had to work at night. My favourite monster in Manic Miner, I got the most compliments on the telephones. There was a game in an Atari written by an American called Bill Hogue. He was very much an inspiration. The game he wrote was Miner 2049er, which was a little man jumping around on platforms, collecting things and avoiding the baddies.
Sounds like a winner. I like it.
All right, Matt, we're here. We've got the Spectrum. Right, well, let's load up Manic Miner, the game that you obviously wrote. The Spectrum keys confuse me because it's got the words on there. This is load. Nice symbol shift.
I made the first screen fairly hard, just so a stranger to it could enjoy a lot of the frustration without having to get very good at it.
A simple mistake like that is enough to end it all. Where did the boot come from that kills you at the end, that all loses your chance?
Out of the top of the screen.
Well, that's no fair to you. Manic Miner, this is the first game. Jet Set Willy sort of is the sequel to it, isn't it? It's the same character and stuff. How long did that take to...
It was a slog getting Jet Set Willy finished.
Were they really pressuring you to come up with the next big hit? Were you getting people phoning you up saying, come on, now you've
got to
do this?
Yeah, the assumption was it's once you do one in a certain time, you can keep doing it in the same time.
Every Spectrum owner eagerly awaited the final release of the trilogy, the now legendary Miner Willy meets the Taxman.
Wasn't there supposed to be a third one, Jet Set Willy meets the Taxman or something?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to that? Is that...?
The Taxman was way at the back of the queue there.
Oh, really? Without being rude, how much did you make from Manic Miner?
I did have a substantial sum, but I expected a whole lot more, so I spent what I had, fairly foolishly.
You are the stuff of legend, you are a legend, there's no doubt about it, in this sort of world you are. Can I run past some rumours that are on the net about you, and you can just say, tell us if it's true or if it's false. You lived in Holland, in a commune. When did that happen?
That was a great time. I went there in 1895.
Okay, you worked as a fish seller.
No, I don't think I ever sold fish. I tried to get a job in a fish gutting factory. but I applied at the wrong time of year.
What does it feel like to know there are, you know, sort of a lot of people interested in what you're doing now? 20,
20 years after you wrote this?
Well, everything comes around and goes around. Like 5 years after I did it, I was a washout, and 10 years after I did it, I was history. But coming up to 20 years now, and I'm a legend.
Once invincible Atari has lost £200 million so far this year and sacked one in three workers.
Suddenly, in 1983, the American video game industry hit a brick wall.
Not since 19...